Manx Radio's update with Christian Jones.
First to my good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock on Friday, the 8th of August. I'm Christian Jones and this is Update. Welcome in to 30 minutes of all the latest news, sport and travel compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's newsroom. On the way tonight, the government has addressed growing speculation about illegal migrants living on the Isle of Man. Meanwhile, work to empty the Clipps reservoir is underway. We'll speak to Manx Utilities to find out why that's happening. And a stellar turnout is expected at this year's marathon in Ramsey. All those stories and more coming up. Drop me a message if you want to say hello in the usual way. Text WhatsApp to 166177 or email to studio@manxradio.com. First of all, though, let's get the latest with Siobhan Fletcher. Fast to my.
The Tesco store on Victoria Road has been abruptly closed to customers this afternoon due to a maintenance issue. A spokesperson apologised to customers for the inconvenience and says they're working to reopen the store as soon as possible. The Isle of Man Steam Packet Company has praised the tireless work of all the staff involved in getting the Mananan back up and running. The fast craft was fixed overnight by engineers after one of its generators disconnected itself from the electrical switchboards during its journey to Liverpool yesterday morning. Manx Utilities says Kerodu Reservoir in Onchan will be able to accommodate all of the water currently being drained from the nearby Clipps Reservoir. Head of Water is Gareth Patchett.
Just during the routine testing, one of the valves wouldn't close properly or open properly. It's just one of them. But seeing as we're emptying it, we're going to refurbish both valves.
The Treasury Minister says investigations have confirmed there are no contracts with UK companies to house asylum seekers on the Isle of Man. It's after Onchan Commissioner David Quirk says he's increasingly hearing claims that migrants are arriving from the UK and being housed in local hotels at the taxpayers' expense. And former TV presenter Noel Edmonds has confirmed exclusively to Manx Radio he's bought a property on the Isle of Man and plans to divide his time between here and New Zealand. The ex-Deal or No Deal star says the island's massive community spirit is what attracted him to make the move.
You're bloody proud of the island and you're proud of the community. And across the water there, you don't get that anymore.
Further afield, the parents of a 15-year-old boy stabbed to death at his school in Sheffield say they fear knife crime is becoming a way of life for teenagers. The US Vice President and the UK Foreign Secretary have admitted having different views when it comes to recognising a Palestinian state. And Gary Lineker is moving to ITV. The former Match of the Day host is going to front a new quiz show called The Box. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Good morning, thank you very much for that, Siobhan. Let's take a look at the weather now, brought to you by Manx Glass and Glazing. Dry with bright or sunny spells this evening and then becoming clear overnight. Moderate to fresh southwest wind strengthening overnight. Minimum temperature of 12 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, though, cloud increasing in the morning with a risk of a few showery outbreaks of rain at times, as well as a strong southwest wind. Improving in the afternoon, though, as the risk of rain clears, sunny spells develop and winds ease. Top temperatures of 19 degrees Celsius.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674 573 or visit the showroom on the Snugbra Trading Estate.
Consultants covering all business sectors in the Isle of Man. Register online or email your CV to info@ambitions.co.im or ring 614 841 Ambitions for all your recruitment needs, however big or small.
One architectural design company has particular expertise in achieving planning approval for a wide variety of projects, from landmark buildings to spectacular homes. Talk to the experts at Ellis Brown and get your project off the ground. For excellence in design, search Ellis Brown.
Patricia Wild Opticians is celebrating over 30 years of friendly, caring service in Farm Hill and Ramsey. Visit us for professional eye care with stress-free parking. Phone Patricia Wild Opticians on 813 977.
Elevate Rubber Cover from Rubber Roof Shop for one-piece flat roofing systems. No joins, no leaks. We also line commercial box gutters in one piece up to 60 metres with a 20-year written warranty against leakage. Call Rubber Roof Shop on 49667.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Well, it's approaching 5 minutes past five on Manx Radio's update. We'll start with this. The Treasury Minister has addressed growing speculation about illegal immigrants and asylum seekers living on the Isle of Man. This is all because of Onchan Commissioner David Quirk, who said he's increasingly hearing claims that migrants are arriving from the UK and being housed in local hotels at the taxpayers' expense. The discussion was reignited recently after a Manninline caller had been misled by an artificial intelligence-generated video showing small boats arriving on the Manx coast. Let's cast our minds back to that just for a moment.
There must have been 100 people. They were coming up one of the inlets onto the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
And there was a police car there. There were other people there. And apparently, the gentleman from Bolton, they had these people. There was must have been four or five big boats. They had come across from England to be refugees from England.
Oh, I've seen that. It's a spoof. It's been generated by artificial intelligence.
Well, they said they wouldn't live under Starmer. They said it's horrendous.
Have you seen that video? AI-generated content is becoming increasingly prevalent and it is becoming more realistic. Well, the government says there are no agreements in place which allow Westminster to house migrants here, nor does anyone have access to benefits, social housing and the likes until they gain indefinite leave to remain, which at the moment takes 5 years of living and working on the island. Dr. Alex Allenson was asked what tends to fuel the rumours.
I don't think very much of it is malicious. I think what tends to happen is we look at what's happening across in both the United States. When Trump came in, he made immigration and building walls a really strong policy. We've seen it becoming one of the dominant political issues in the UK and people using it for political aims. I think when people on the Isle of Man look, people on the high street, they will notice a change. When Brexit happened, we suddenly exited from the EU. I mean, if you think before that, we had lots of people from Poland, from Romania, from Spain, from Italy coming over here for seasonal work, for building work, for hospitality work. A lot of them went back to their own countries, and actually the Polish economy is doing very well. They took the money that they made in here or the UK and built their own homes for their families. And so when you look at the new immigration, it's more from other countries rather than just European countries. So we published data recently showing that, you know, when you look at the people applying for immigration visas, they are from places like the Philippines, South Africa, India, Pakistan. Now, this is what's happening across. But also, when you're looking at IT workers, it's those people coming over. Yeah. We've always been a diverse community, but perhaps now it's been more obvious than before. And people are looking at that, then looking at what's happening in the news, thinking, well, are all these people, should they be here? Yeah. Are they able to come here? Are they actually working and contributing to the community? The answer is yes, they are. But there are those concerns, and I think it's government's role to respond to those concerns, to look at the incentives and disincentives for migration from wherever it is, whether it's from somebody coming over from the UK or somebody coming over from Cape Town, and making sure that those people are welcome, but also making sure that those people integrate to our society and contribute to our society.
That's the Treasury Minister, Alex Allenson, speaking there, 5:08. There's a risk Laxey flour could be removed from the shelves at Tesco. It's thought to be because of low sales. The amount of wheat going into the mill has reduced to 25% of what it was when Ramsay Bakery was still operating in 2022. Ian Parsons is from the Manx National Farmers Union, and Chris Neal is the Director of Agriculture and Food at the Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture.
There's about 25% of the tonnage going into the mill that used to be going in. Obviously, some of that's going out in bagged flour, though, you know, there is a couple of Noah and Ross bakeries have probably ramped up production.
Yeah.
It's obviously nothing like what Ramsay were, though it is just quite alarming that Tesco's are talking of taking Manx flour off the shelves.
We're down a lot from what we used to be pre-Ramsay bakery days. But what we are seeing is Ross and Noah are stepping up to the plate. They're diversifying away from that white and healthy, that staple, and into high-value products. And it's taken a lot more time than we would like to grow that market. I think people's eating habits are changing. There's a lot of wraps, there's a lot of pitters. The standard loaf isn't as popular as what it was 20 years ago. And some of that takes, you know, specialist equipment, specialist machinery. And we're working with the bakeries out there to help them fund some of that investment.
Is it true? Is Manx flour going to disappear from Tesco? Do we know?
It's the same for everybody. If sales are low at Tesco's, then they will remove those products off the shelf and they will replace them with something that sells better. And they do that for all products. It's not something that they're going to do specifically for Laxey Glen Mills because of the price increase. I think from our conversations with Tesco's, they want to see more Manx flour sold on their shelves. They want to see more Manx produce on their shelves. But equally, they're a commercial business. Yeah. And if it's not selling, they'll replace it and try to find something that the consumer will buy.
That's Chris Neal, the Director of Agriculture and Food at DEFA. And before that was Ian Parsons, the President of the Manx National Farmers Union. Now, Manx Radio has approached Tesco for comments. We haven't heard anything official back yet. But if that is the case, how will that affect you? Do you get Laxey flour from Tesco? Text WhatsApp 166 177, email to studio@manxradio.com.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Work to empty the Clipps Reservoir in Onchan is well underway, with the contents of the dam being transferred into the nearby Kerridoo Reservoir. The work is necessary to replace an underwater valve in the Clipps, which was found to be defective during a recent routine inspection. Simon Richardson went along to the Clipps earlier, where he spoke to Manx Utilities' head of water, Gareth Patchett.
So we're not wasting any of the water. It's all being drained into Kerridoo, and it will then feed down to Douglas Treatment Works. These two reservoirs do about 15% of our total daily demand, so whilst they are quite small, they're still important to us.
Yeah, quite significant. Also very popular with anglers. There's it's well stocked with fish. What's happening with them?
So we've been working with DEFA. They stopped stocking the reservoir in July. They think it will be pretty much fished out, as they call it, by the time the water gets low. But they'll be ready to start rescuing any fish when it gets right down to its lowest level. We don't think it will empty completely. There'll be a puddle in the middle which they'll be able to save the fish.
How complex a task is it to actually empty a reservoir like this into another one?
There wouldn't always be another one, so we're lucky on this one that we have a lower down reservoir where the water flows into, and we can bypass the reservoir, so all the water that would normally come into Clipps is going directly into Kerridoo now. It would be a different level of complexity if we had to empty Sulby Reservoir, let's say that.
Yeah. How long is this expected to take, and then ultimately, once the work is done, how long will it take to refill?
I'll answer the last one first, so that depends on the rain. Mm. So here on the Isle of Man, if we get heavy rain, it's a very fast catchment. It could fill fairly quickly, a few weeks, if we get the normal autumnal rain. But we're draining it down at a controlled rate, so it's targeted to be ready in 5 weeks' time.
Now, this obviously is something you hadn't expected. In terms of cost, is it an expensive exercise for Manx Utilities?
We think it's something in the order of about £50,000 to get somebody here. There's no expertise on the island to work on these hydraulic systems, so we're actually getting the original equipment manufacturer who put these valves and actuators in
a rare thing.
Years ago, yeah.
A rare thing these days.
Yeah. But I think that will only probably take about a week.
That's Manx Utilities Head of Water, Gareth Patchett, speaking to Simon Richardson. Now, after more than a year of campaigning, a bus service will serve Craigneish again from tomorrow. It's something campaigners have been fighting to reinstate after arguing key tourist attractions on the island weren't being served. Yesterday, a trial service ran to test the route. Chanel Suku was on board and has this report.
Back in July 2024, the then Infrastructure Minister, Tim Crookall, announced the number 28 would no longer operate because it wasn't financially viable.
In 2019, a six-day service, there were 3,202 passengers compared to 2023, weekdays only service where 929 passengers travelled.
The decision faced a widespread criticism. The number 28 bus had provided a service to some of the island's key tourist destinations, including Craigneish and the Sound, and many believed it was wrong that public transport wasn't going to serve them. Fast forward to today, though, and that service is about to be reinstated. Current Infrastructure Minister Michelle Hayward hopes this will better serve the community and tourists alike.
We track data about where people get on and where the tickets are logged onto the system, so we can do that. And we will obviously be speaking with drivers that are running the route so that they'll give us an impression of where things are tailing off, where the busy bits as well. So we'll work with all of the data that we can find and see. I'm hopeful that, you know, unlike the previous service, because this one is a regular hourly service that runs during the day, that people will be able to realise that it's a service they can rely on, and it times out right for them to catch the bus down to Castletown for early on in the day and then to be able to get back having spent a reasonable amount of time there.
One person who's dedicated the past year to campaigning for the route to be reinstated is Krista Voyle. She started the Save Our Craignish bus group and joined me on the trial service.
I was stunned. I was so happy after all our fight, and at first I couldn't really believe it, and then I was
And I know you work at the Russian Heritage Center, so you've interacted a lot with the tourists and stuff. How big of a boost is this going to be for hospitality on the island or in the south?
I think it will be a big boost, and it depends how the timetable we're on, but I understand it's coordinated with the steam trains, so that will bring a lot of people to the Sound and Craignish.
From tomorrow, the ATS will officially be available for the public to use. The first bus will be departing Peel at 8:05 in the morning.
Chanel Suku with that report, and a full timetable has now been published. We have those full details over at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Well, let's take a look at the roads to start. In Douglas, it's all fairly the same stuff. The traffic light system at St Ninian's Crossroads is being replaced, so temporary lights are currently replacing the main lights, and all filter lanes are out of operation. Also in Douglas, you've got temporary lights on Woodbourne Road 24 hours a day for bus stop improvement works. Over in Mackold, Hibernia Road closed to repair a wall, and in Ramsey, temporary lights on the Bowring Road between Windsor Road and the Coburg Road 24 hours a day for groundworks. Also, the swing bridge is closed to traffic as well. And between St Jude's and Andrus, this is through till December. You've got rolling closures on the Andrus Road for water main replacement work. We'll take a look at the steam packet. Everything's looking good there for now. The Mananan is back in operation after some technical issues, but it's out of action yesterday. And over at the airport, on the arrivals and the departures board, all looking green. So I'm going to say everything is working to time.
Ask how you can spread the cost interest-free at Quayside.
Claire Christian, MHK for South Douglas and Minister for Health and Social Care's next on Man in Line. What is her department's relationship with Manx Care, and how does it gauge provision of primary care, urgent and emergency care, community care, social care and mental health services? Will there ever be a private ward back at Nobles Hospital, and will we ever get enough dentists? What's your view? This is Andy Wendt. Call Man in Line's answer phone on 682631 or talk directly to Claire Christian, MHK on Man in Line this Monday at midday on smart devices, on air, online, on Manx Radio.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Well, it's 5:18 on Manx Radio's update. An iconic local pub in Douglas is celebrating an important landmark this weekend. The Woodbourne Hotel on Alexander Drive is marking 130 years since it first opened its doors. Roads around Alexander Drive and Queen's Terrace will be closed for the family event, which runs from midday. Licensee of the Woodbourne is Trevor Latus. He's been speaking with Simon Richardson.
Got face painting for the kids. We've got music on all day from 12 till 8. We've got a big raffle, some great prizes. We've got lots of stuff for the kiddies, like I said.
So who's invited Trevor to the party? Is it just the locals and regular pub goers, or is everybody welcome?
Everybody's welcome.
I mean, the Woody is an iconic pub on the Isle of Man, I guess, proving, in fact, there's still a place for a really good traditional pub.
Correct. Pubs are just the places to be. And, of course, the Woody is the current camera pub of the year, which is another added bonus for us.
And under your stewardship, the Woodburn has really developed into a true community pub, hasn't it?
Very, very nice of people to say that. I think it's all about people, and people do that themselves. You know, we open the doors and we make everybody welcome. And while we continue to do that, people will always come and visit us.
Right, well, talking about the party now, the roads in the area will be subject to some closures, so very much a street party vibe all around the area and including the park across the road. When's it running from and to?
From 12 o'clock tomorrow right through till 8 o'clock.
So a great family day.
You've just hit the nail on the head. A big, big family day.
That's Trevor Latus, the licensee of the Woodbourne. He's been speaking to Simon Richardson there. And all those details will be available at manxradio.com. Right, sport is on the way next.
Your name's not Dan, you're not coming.
Make Floor Fillers, the soundtrack to your Saturday night with me, Chris Quirk. Relive the best nights of your life with dance anthems from the 90s onwards. We'll also be firing up the decks in the studio and going in the mix for 20 minutes of uninterrupted anthems. Whether you're dressed to impress for a night out or vibing at home with friends, Floor Fillers brings you the energy to kickstart your Saturday night tomorrow from 8 on Manx Radio.
Thank you very much for that, Chris. Well, let's turn our attention to sport. A stellar turnout is expected to take part in this year's Isle of Man Marathon and Half Marathon in Ramsey on Sunday. They'll also form the first round of this year's No Rest for the Wicked series. Local athletes correspondent Dave Griffith says this is a meeting that attracts competitors from across the globe.
It starts on Sunday down at Ramsey in the north of the island with the Isle of Man Marathon Championship, which has got 127 entries, which I think is well up on last year. But the supporting half marathon race is the really popular one, and we've had an incredible entry of 517 for that. The entries are closed now, but that kicks off. The marathon starts at 8:30 on Sunday morning, with the half marathon starting half an hour later at 9 o'clock.
Hundreds of entries in and around record territory. What's making these two events, or the first round of the series, so popular, do you think, this year?
Well, I think it's generally that distance running is incredibly popular. We saw the entries last year in the Sig Quirk, where they sold out within 24 hours, and I think this is just a continuation of that. I think the great thing about the Ramsey event is that it really attracts a lot of visiting runners, and I'm not just talking about from around Great Britain, I'm talking about worldwide. We've literally got entries from many, many European countries. We've got entries from Australia, I think New Zealand, America, Mexico. I think, you know, you think of a country and we've virtually got an entry from that. And one of the exciting things is that in the marathon, we have an entry from Richard Whitehead, who is a Great Britain Paralympian who has won European, World and Olympic gold medals on the track, mainly in the shorter distances, like 200 metres. But he's recently started doing marathons. In the half marathon, the winner last year was Corin Leeming. Now, although Corin's entered this year, he won't actually be competing on Sunday because he's decided to do a BMC, British Milers Club track race in Manchester on Saturday. But one of the interesting things is that with Corin not running in the half marathon, one person who definitely is running is Krista Kane. And looking at the entry list, although we've got massive numbers, I'm not quite sure what the top end quality is.
Well, that's Dave Griffiths speaking there, and entries for both the marathon and half marathon this weekend have already closed, which is lucky for me because the amount of exercise that I do on a daily basis is from the kitchen to the lounge. Right, let's turn our attention now to football. FC Isle of Man host Glossop North End in the NWCFL Premier Division tomorrow night, with the Manx side and their visitors searching for their first win of the new season. Ravens boss Paul Jones says taking into account the significant squad changes over the summer, some patience will be needed before the team can realise its full potential.
I don't think anything that's happened in the first two games is a surprise to us. You know, we knew where we were at going into the start of the season. We knew there were areas that we would be okay in, and we also knew there was stuff that we needed to work on, which is especially when we had the ball, because we didn't have much of the ball pre-season in our games, and knew that it might take a few games at least in order to get that kind of like rhythm and cohesion as an attacking force. And I think anyone who watched both of our first two games would recognise that is something that we need to improve at. You know, we're bedding in new players, we're bedding in the group. It's a very different group and a different feel, you know, to what it was last season, and it will take a little bit of time. But yeah, we've had a really good week's training, and I think everyone's really keen to put in a good performance against Glossop on Saturday. It takes time for people to adapt, but we need to be, you know, getting points on the board as well. So there's no magic answer to that. It's just me as a manager trying to find an 11, 12, 13 players that have really good cohesion, really good balance, really good chemistry on the pitch. And we've not quite got there yet, but that's part of our challenge over the next few weeks to really start to gel, and then we can kind of kick on from there.
Your opponents this weekend, Glossop North End, won at the Bowl when you two faced off here on Ireland last season. So are there any particular lessons you took from that game or the way they played?
Yeah, they played, pressed us really high. One of the only teams to do that really to us last season. And although we created some really good opportunity, they played really high press, which was really interesting, and we hadn't quite played against a team like that before. So we're better prepared for that, I think, if they do that again. And when we played them away from home, they certainly didn't do that, and we ended up beating them away from home in kind of the last couple of minutes. But Broads has them really well organised, and I'm sure they'll bring that again.
And FC Isle of Man versus Glossop North End kicks off at the Bowl tomorrow night from 6 o'clock, and Manx Radio will be providing full live match commentary on our DAB and AM 1368 channels. You'll be able to hear Rob Pritchard commentating there. We can now say hello to Rob Pritchard with the latest sport. Fast to my
Christian. First off, Isle of Man archers Roger and Leslie Slight have both secured medals during this year's IFAA European Field Archery Championships in Estonia. While representing England at the event in Corvamar, Leslie went on to win bronze in the veteran female traditional recurve competition and finished fifth overall in her class. Meanwhile, Roger matched that success with a bronze in the senior male traditional recurve event, where he finished 16th overall in his class. Well, along with the pair scooping the only two medals England got at the meeting, Roger also went on to record a personal best score in the Hunter round on the last day of shooting. They and other competitors had to battle what have been described as challenging conditions at times over 5 days, with the course actually set on a ski and mountain bike route in the forest of Magadha. Elsewhere, Manx triathlete Will Draper will make a return to the T100 Triathlon World Tour this weekend. The Ireland competitor has earned a second wildcard entry, which will see him take on the fourth round of the series in London tomorrow. Well, back in June, Draper impressed in his first wildcard appearance on the tour at the previous round in Vancouver in Canada. There he managed a 15th place finish overall and picked up six T100 series points in the process. Well, the T100 Tour itself features 40 elite long distance athletes, 20 male and 20 female, all competing to become series champion and earn a share of a $9 million prize pot. Wildcards such as Draper take part in stages and are chosen by exceptional recent performances, top athletes coming back from injury or maternity, or more Olympians stepping up in distance. And finally, it was a spirited set of performances from the Isle of Man Billiards team in their first matches at the 2025 Home Internationals yesterday. The trio of Chenji Ratnaval, Paul Smith and Mike Crook lost their opener to the Republic of Ireland and only narrowly fell short against Wales. And they're back in action today with matches against England C, Scotland B and Jersey.
Rob, can you do a marathon or a half marathon?
Absolutely not at this stage.
Do you think you would be able to if you trained?
Maybe with a bit of time, but that's a long way off.
So
if
next
I ever
year,
went into
I'll
that.
Put your entry in for Ramsey half marathon next year, yeah?
Ooh, I don't know.
I think that's a goal for you. Well, that's it for Update this evening. Thanks very much to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher. Stick around, Rob Pritchard is back with Friday Sport up next. Chris Kinley's Greatest Hits after that, followed by Howard Kane from 9. Then taking you through till midnight is Rhianna Evans. Have a good weekend. I'll be back with you on Wednesday. So until then, take care. Bye-bye for now.